Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 叶童桥。坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 96. Okay, guys.那在节目的开始之前呢，再次提醒大家，如果想查看 Jeffrey 每天提到的例句的话，那就请点击每天的封面照片。那这些照片呢，也都是 Jeffrey 亲自拍摄的哟。如果喜欢的话，那就点个赞吧。Okay, it's Wednesday again， 又到周三了，大家工作的心情是不是有点疲倦了呢？Anyway， 那生活当中啊，有这么一样东西总是束缚着我们，它管着我们起床，什么时候上班，管着我们什么时候吃饭，什么时候睡觉，都由它说了算，是不是听起来感觉自己怎么过得那么累呀？什么事儿都有人管着。那大家知道这个管住大家的东西是什么吗？Yes, that's right. In English, it's called clock. C-L-O-C-K, clock. So today, let's talk about clock. Okay, 那今天我们就来聊一下 clock 这个单词在英文当中有一些什么非常常用或者是有意思的这个表达呢？ And the first expression we're going to learn today is turn back the clock. Turn back the clock.
光阴一去不复返呐，这让任何人都很无可奈何。也许正是因为这样，我们才会怎么样，特别喜欢用 turn back the clock 来表达自己留恋过去的心态啊。所以 turn back the clock 从字面上已经非常好理解了，就是把时间给拧回去了。 OK,
so here let's listen to one example here. You know, life was simpler then. I was young and healthy.The whole world was waiting for me. I sure wish there was some time machine I could use to turn back the clock to the 1940s.
那这位老人跟几个小伙子说了一段话。这段话说什么？他说，你知道，当年的生活比较简单，那时我也年轻力壮，前途无量。我真希望自己能使用一种时间机器回到40年代去。
Okay, now let's listen to it one more time.You know, life was simpler then. I was young and healthy. The whole world was waiting for me. I sure wish there was some time machine I could use to turn back the clock to the 1940s. So, would you like to go back to the 1940s, guys?
那大家有没有想回到这个 1940s or 1970s or 80s, right? 那无论如何呢，其实 turn back the clock 啊，如果能回到过去固然是好的。
And would you like to share with me what would you like to do if you can turn back the clock?
那如果大家可以把时钟给倒拨回去的话，你最想回到什么时候呢？ Come on,
share with Jeffrey, 跟 Jeffrey 分享一下吧。But after a second thought,
但是经过这个仔细的考虑之后呢，又觉得刚才的念头好像不是太合理耶。刚才那位老先生说到了，说什么了呢？我们来一起听一下。
I don't know. Back then, we didn't have jet planes, computers, modern medicine, a lot of things that make life better. Maybe it's just as well that we can turn back the clock after all.
他说，我也说不准了，在那个时候我们可没有喷气式的飞机、电脑、现代化医药，现在这么多让我们生活更舒适啊、更方便的这些东西了，也许我们还是根本不可能重返过去会更好了。
Okay, come on, listen to it one more time. I don't know. Back then, we didn't have jet planes, computers, modern medicine, a lot of things that make life better. Maybe it's just as well that we can't turn back the clock after all.
所以大家记住了，在这段话里面 turn back the clock 就是让时光怎么样倒转回到过去了。刚才 Jeffrey 说了，如果大家可以回到过去，大家一定会要做的事情，或者说你想要去到哪儿，都可以用这个 turn back the clock.
You can say, if I can turn back the clock, I really wish I could go back to my college life. That's only a wish, okay?
所以大家可以尝试用 if I can turn back the clock 来尝试造句一下。那刚才说了嘛，这个 clock 这东西啊，时好那时坏，比如说早上要起床的时候听的那个闹钟响，真是恨不得把它给砸掉了，对不对？
So here, next expression is kill the clock.
Kill the clock， 听这个习惯短语，你可能会以为是要把什么钟给摔烂或者砸掉，那你就大错特错了。虽然有时候我们真的是恨不得把它们砸掉啊，但是 kill the clock 绝对不是这个意思了。Kill the clock 常用在球赛当中，当一个球队在一场这个球赛即将结束的时候，而且他们处于领先地位的时候，那么就会尽量干嘛呢？拖延时间，对了，不紧不慢的发球、打球、踢球啊，不紧不慢的传球，以减少对方得分的机会，这样就可以保住他们领先的地位，取得胜利了。所以这个表达呢，经常是用在我们的这个球赛里面，叫做拖延战术啊，有点这个意思了。So let's listen to one example. Our team was 2 points ahead with only 3 minutes to go. We tried to kill the clock.But we fumbled the ball, and the other team got lucky. They kicked a field goal and won by 1 point. 他说，在比赛只剩3分钟的时间，我们球队领先2分。我们试图采取拖延战术，但不幸失球。对方球队可是交了好运，他们一脚踢进了定位球得分，结果领先1分，赢得胜利了。So here, listen to it one more time. Our team was 2 points ahead with only 3 minutes to go.We tried to kill the clock, but we fumbled the ball. And the other team got lucky. They kicked a field goal and won by 1 point. 那听这个表达呢，一听就知道刚才说的这个是美式的足球赛了。那在篮球里面呢，也是一样的啊。Kill the clock. 我们接下来再听多一个表达。We only had 1 point lead in the last 30 seconds.Then after the other team missed a shot, our center grabbed the ball so we could pass it around to kill the clock until all the time was gone. 这个人说了，在赛道最后30秒的时候，我们仅领先1分。这时对方球队投篮不中，我们的中锋随即抢下球来，于是我们就传球直到拖完全部时间。One more time, we only had a 1 point lead in the last 30 seconds.Then after the other team missed a shot, our center grabbed the ball so we could pass it around to kill the clock until all the time was gone. So here, kill the clock 意思就是在球赛最后阶段，哎，为了让球队保持领先所采取的拖延战术了。All right, so much for clock, and let's see what we have for today. 那今天讲到了几个呢？ Number one is turn back the clock.把这个什么呀时间给倒流回去了。Number two is kill the clock. Okay, hope you enjoyed my program today. And this is Jeffrey from English Marathon. And if you want to see all those sentences I used in the program, just click the cover of each day. Okay, 那只要点击每天的封面照片就可以看到 Jeffrey 每天用的这个例句了。All right, see you guys on Friday. Bye.